many important truths that are included, make clear in this very interesting account of a conversation on the road between Jerusalem and Emmaus, how they recognized Jesus just as he left in the breaking of the bread. That means in the ancient language of Catholics, as it were, the sacred mystery of the Mass, the breaking of the bread so that it may be distributed and share not the bread, but the bread that was now the body of Christ. And let us reflect a moment and recognizing the truth, what the truth of the resurrection practically means, among many other things, that far from being absent from our lives, Jesus is close to us at all times. That is not only, but that we can recognize his presence. That is, if we have faith. If we do not have faith, we will not recognize it, but he will nonetheless be here. Let us always keep this in mind. Our Lord is here present in the tabernacle, that when we celebrate the sacrifice of the Mass, we are celebrating the mystery of his passion, death, and resurrection. And when we partake of the body and the blood of our Savior, we already have, as it were, one foot in heaven. That is, as we say, as long as we persevere, we will find ourselves one day enjoying the infinite bliss of that place. Let us especially remember Our Lady in these circumstances. She remained on earth some time in order to help the first Christians to realize that there was more than one way of being present, and the most perfect way is not the first way that we enjoy, but the one, as it were, that brings us close to him, because he is close to us in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Thank Our Lady for helping us, as it were, to believe, even supporting our hope that we will not be disappointed when it is fulfilled for us.
Fructum ventris tui.